You're making me nervous.
You gotta chill out, man.
Chill, bro.
We're letting you stay out here for this one. Don't prove us wrong.
Don't make us regret it.
He's gonna make us regret it.
So hard. I can already feel it.
I can already tell.
There you go. I hear you moving.
He kind of sat down.
Okay.
But he's like staring down the hallway.
What?
Being all creepy. Okay, I did start.
Welcome to the podcast. Episode number 8.
Damn, 8, dude. We're doing good. We don't release regularly, but we're doing pretty good.
Are we doing good?
We're doing pretty good.
I don't feel like
Come on, man. Give us this one.
I feel like we could be doing a little bit better. But we're doing pretty good because we are remembering to record. We could have just, like, given up and, like, been, like, peace out.
Just, like, completely given up on everything.
A whole new podcast.
We are gonna be better. We didn't even intro this.
We did. I said the podcast.
Yeah, but like if no one has been listening to us before, they don't understand what this
that's
is.
That's on them. You should have been listening. That's not on me.
Oh shit. For those who haven't been here before, we are two roommates who met on Craigslist who smoke a lot of weed and have a lot of problems. Yes. My name is Amanda Morones. You can find me on social at Amanda O'Dang, MandaOhDang. And I am here with my roommate, partner in crime, everything else.
Maria.
So quick. Maria.
Maria. And my stuff is Maria is a rebel.
Hang out with us. We are at Not Broad City on Twitter. We need to use the main Twitter account
we
more.
We really don't.
But you have to like log out of it and then log back in. And
I don't even have the login.
Yes, you do. I gave you the login to the Gmail, to everything. 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 So we are putting this, if you're listening, you probably came from episode 7. We're releasing 2 because we have gotten a little behind. I do apologize. But see, what I realized is I need to start...
We need to have a schedule.
Well, we need to have a succinct schedule, but also I need to start marking when we're recording if I need to edit things.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't do that particularly because then it makes me re-listen to the whole thing to see if we said some shit. Because, we'll tell you this, we really don't edit these that much. No. I do some sound mixing and things like that. But all we do is bleep out, like, if we accidentally say names, because we don't use names for, especially the guys that we're talking about on the podcast. And if there's any kind of location away, like, giveaway. There were times where you could literally find out where our apartment was pretty easily.
That
so
was my fault.
So like safety things we boop out, but otherwise there was one story that everyone keeps asking about. We will maybe if we make it to like 100 episodes, we'll tell you what we blooped out in like episode 4.
Oh, the bathroom one. No.
But other than that, we're widely unedited. Yeah. So I think going through it, like when we do something dumb, I need to like push a marker on the recording.
I think that would help you a lot.
Yeah.
Because I think you just get super overwhelmed when you're like
it's a lot
going through it.
And I know you want me to teach you, but then that's also a lot too.
I know.
That is. You know me. I'm like, just let me do it myself. I can do it. But then I know I get like I need to be better about like asking for help or like relinquishing control, as my therapist would say. Who I haven't been to in about a month.
Oh, shit. I didn't even realize that you haven't. Uh-uh. Okay, you gotta go.
I mean, we'll see.
I don't think you're gonna make it this week. Like, I already know you're not gonna make it. Like, I can already tell you're gonna cancel.
No, she's not in.
Oh.
So that's one of the other reasons, too. It's like, she went on a vacation, and then I was in Vegas, which we'll talk about in a second, with my brother for his birthday, and like, all this stuff. So I will go back, but I'm looking into this online thing. I'm not going to say the service yet because I'm going to work on getting us an affiliate link because I think it could help a lot of people.
Yeah.
But I work with them with my job and I don't know. I might look into that because it's like you and I have talked about like mental health and like therapy and like can we do it, blah, blah, blah. And it's like this one's like a lot of online services and things like that. And for people who are busy or people who are socially anxious and it's going to be hard just to get into that doctor's office for them. Mm-hmm. This is a good in-between, you know, until maybe you're ready for an in-person or never are ready for an in-person. So anyways, I'm going to look into it more. We'll pimp it out. I'm going to make Maria look into it too. You have to accept it. But
if
it's your time, it's like whatever.
I know I have to do therapy. I used to do therapy like when I was in high school and stuff.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be like going or doing something new. Like I know what therapy is. I just personally don't want
to. Oh my god.
I know it.
Okay, we gotta pause. We gotta put the dogs away. That was so loud. I regret it.
That was the worst.
Sorry, guys, we're back.
Not even 5 minutes. Was that 5 minutes?
It was almost exactly 5 minutes in.
Oh my god. No,
and they made
even.
Us regret it. Wilson was like, no, I hear something. Fuck you.
You're in danger.
Wilson is not protecting
us. We weren't. It was just the elevator.
It was just the elevator. Okay, so for those who don't know, we have a dog, or she has a dog, but I've kind of adopted him.
Yeah.
Wilson. And right now we're babysitting our friend who runs Wag City, where Wilson gets all his dope-ass bandanas. Go check them out. What is it? It's wagcity.com?
I think it's like Wag City LA. I don't know.
Wag City LA. Something like that. Anyways, go look it up.
We'll tell you what it really is.
Yeah, we'll put it in the comments. But Mavi, so Maverick, her dog, the girl who runs the company, he is here today. Yeah. With Wilson, but they're not really friends. They're not friends, but they're very socially awkward.
Yeah, they kind of don't play with each other. Like, they'll acknowledge each other's. And they'll see, like, okay, cool, you're here, but it's not like...
Is it weird having a dog that doesn't play with other dogs? Because, like, ZD, you know, like, a lot of the dogs we know, Sam.
Yeah.
I guess Sam's, but doesn't like playing either. But it's, like, Wilson I've never seen. Like, I've seen him play a little bit or, like, whatever. But he gets so disinterested in, like, playing in general. Like, even with us mm-hmm. or, like, anything. Is it weird having a dog like that? Like, not the stereotypical, like, oh, I want to play with you.
Yeah.
Oh, what up?
I kind of like it because he's not super high energy, and that's great because it goes with me, and I'm not super high energy. But he does play, like, when we go to the dog park and stuff, he'll find, like, one dog that he wants to play with, and he'll play with that one dog, and he'll chase them. And
just the one.
And just the one. I'm not kidding you. It'll just be one dog that he chooses, and, like, you are it.
You are it. you are all I can handle.
Yeah, and he'll play with them, and he runs around, and he'll go up and smell their dog. So he's social. It's just, like... when he wants to be.
Yeah.
If that makes... Like, he's super picky about what he wants and what he doesn't want to do.
Yeah.
I was telling Amanda, I think I should go do some training classes with him because that fucker does not listen. He's so rude.
Yo, he is so rude sometimes. Like, there's very few moments. Like, he's not a bad dog.
No, he's not a bad
but,
dog.
But, like, he doesn't really listen to Maria because he kind of just does what he wants until, like, she gets real mad. Yeah. Like, when he's like, oh, fuck, I fucked up. Like, and then you see him and he's like, oh, shit. But, like, he rarely does that. Otherwise, he's just like... whatever.
Yeah,
like you can see he just doesn't care.
He just doesn't care. Like, he knows what I'm saying, like, what I'm telling him to do, and he'll just be like, but I don't feel like it, so I'm not going to do
it. He's so sassy. Maybe he does need to go to, like, training camp.
He does. I feel like we need to, like, show him who's Alpha. Because right now, I don't think he knows who Alpha is. I think we're all kind of Alpha. We played, you know, so it's...
Yeah, maybe you need to go with him so you're, like...
Yeah.
Like, his master. Because you are, like, he listens to you more than any one of us.
Yeah.
But, like, maybe that would help.
I think it would help.
So we'll get into that. Oh, well, this is what we do, by the way. So we kind of have a formula, but we tell you what we're smoking. What are we actually smoking today?
We are smoking Dreamhammer.
Okay, Dreamhammer.
It's a sativa. It's a hybrid, but I feel like it's sativa dominant.
We'll see.
I don't know.
We'll see.
I think it has, like, Blue Dream and something else in there.
Something with hammer?
Yeah, something with hammer. And Blue Dream is a sativa. So,
so we tell you what we're smoking, and then we kind of do a story time. We give updates on dating stuff, because we're getting out there. 2018.
Living our life.
Living that life. And then we kind of, you know, have a little bit of a formula of, like, what we're going to talk about. But it never works, because we just always forget or... you know, whatever.
We start talking about other things.
And we get off on tangents, and
we are already high. Like,
we are. We've been smoking since we cooked breakfast today. Let me tell you,
it was delicious.
It was great. It was delicious.
But we did have breakfast at noon.
We did, but we were up. We had been up since 9:30 or 10.
Yeah, we were up pretty early.
I mean, I've been up since 7. But, fuck that.
Not about that late.
Okay,
I'm gonna light up.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna light up too. Well, you go first. Because you have to tell us our first story in a second. But on the note of story time, it is my fault that episode 7 is late. We recorded before I went to Vegas, and I just didn't get to editing it. So I'm going to edit this, or finish editing episode 7. I have edited episode 8, and they will be up by tomorrow.
And then we're going to be on a schedule.
Yeah, we record on Thursdays now, and we'll release on Tuesday mornings. So that gives me, like, the weekend to finish editing and shit like that. Because... recording and releasing during the weekday is just too much for work right now.
You have a lot going on at work, and it's too much.
So, 8 a.m. PT every Tuesday morning. We will see you on problematicpotheads.com. I am working on getting everything on, like, Stitcher, I know we said that in the last episode, but let us know what you want to listen to us on, because all that's not done and I haven't finished it yet. Yeah. So I will do that. But you have our first story because it's been a while since we recorded.
I feel like we talked about it episode 7, like towards the end.
A little bit.
I can't remember what the fuck we talked about in the episode, but I feel like we did, and then we were like,
didn't you take an edible?
Wasn't that, no.
Like, I don't
that
know. Was another there one. Was one where you were on an edible and you were gone, bitch.
No, I think I was just drinking the last one.
Oh, uh-huh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know what we talked about. Anyways.
We talked about it like a little bit because it had just happened. But uh-huh. Then we were like, oh, we'll save it.
Well, we have a landlady, our landlord, and she is crazy. In the best and worst kind of way.
Yeah. She's a person.
She's a person. That's a choice.
That's a choice. She.
Oh my God. She's texted us a picture of a dead body once. Yeah, we'll just say that.
We'll say she's
with
out
no
there.
Context.
She's out there. Like, she's. I'm pretty sure. I don't want to call her an alcoholic because I feel bad about it, but like.
She likes to have a good time.
Yeah.
She's South African. She, like. You know,
she's single. She lives at the apartment with like her and her son, which she calls. We're not gonna even get into any of that because it's too much.
Yeah, it's too much. There's a lot. Anyways, so Maria had this interaction with her.
Yeah,
we're trying to give you a little bit of backstory so you understand.
So she was in here because we've been having a lot of things with like the city inspector coming into all the units because it hadn't been inspected since it was built. So then he had to come in and do all that stuff. So we had problems with our fucking smoke detectors, them telling us that our smoke detectors didn't work. My room technically isn't legally a room, so then I had to pretend like I didn't live there.
It is legally a room. It's just like she doesn't have a window in her room because it's supposed to be like a side room.
So then they were like,
by some code, you have to have a escape route, like a secondary escape route.
No, well, she was saying for the fire, the fire detectors.
Yeah, but it ended up being like
a whole other thing.
It's a whole other thing.
So then there was like outlets that needed to get fixed, but then there was also our garbage disposal. They said was broken. So we're like, okay.
Which I really don't think it was. Can I be honest?
Yeah,
because we use our shit all the time. And it's fine.
So then she was coming in with like the maintenance dude. On a day or whatever, and I guess I had come home where she was supposed to do it during the day, and she didn't. So then when I got home from work, like around 5, she was in here. And, well, I wasn't expecting her, so I had a fucking face mask on and everything. And I was like, oh, shit.
You're like, what?
But she came in here with the guy, and they, like, fucking, you know, fixed it, and we were talking or whatever. And then she ended up leaving, and she left the keys to every single apartment in our apartment, and her glasses. So I don't know how that bitch was seeing because she can't see.
How did she get into her apartment without keys?
I think she just left it unlocked.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, so she left all the keys and the glasses, and I didn't pay attention because I didn't notice them for like maybe 10 minutes. So then I called her and I was like, hey, and she was like, who's this? And I was like, Maria? And she's like, who's Maria? And I was like, from apartment, blah, 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 you were just in here? And she was like, oh, okay, yeah, what's up? And I was like, you left all your keys and glasses in here. And she's like, oh, my God, I did. Okay, I'm coming back down right now. And she was like, and then she comes down, and she's like, oh, my God, thank you. I didn't even notice that I didn't have them. And I was like, okay. And she was like, and I didn't have your phone number saved. That's why when you called, I was like, who are you?
We are in group text with her.
I have group text messages with her. She has texted me before.
Oh, my gosh. She's crazy. She's great, but she's also great. So it's
then,
a lot.
So then all that happened, I was like, okay, finally. She's all gone. Whatever. Garbage disposal's fixed. I fucking get a text. I get high because I hadn't gotten high yet. And I was like, that was a lot.
You were like, that's a lot.
That's a lot. I just gotta get high. So then I got high. And then I get this fucking text message from her. And it's like a fucking really big paragraph. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why is she texting me? I don't even know what's going on.
You're like, shit,
on.
What else did she forget?
So then, like, should I read the text? I don't know.
I don't know if you should read the text.
Okay, so it's just basically, like, the plumber guy that was here.
When she came with you to fix the garbage disposal,
when she came with me to fix the garbage disposal, she came with, like, the plumber, and the plumber was, like, putting some fucking clamps. I don't know what the fuck he was doing. he came with her. So then I guess, like, they went back up to her apartment. I guess he made a move towards her. She was like, no, this is strictly professional. And he was like, but we're adults. And then she was like, then I had to, like, push him away. And she was like, I can't believe that just happened to me. And my high ass was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, she was like, are you okay?
Yeah, like, I was just like, oh my God, are you okay? And
was then, like, that's a lot, but like yeah, so randomly, like we're not friends with
we're
her.
Not, we're not like at all. So I was just like, okay, that's a, do I need to go check on you? Like, I don't know, whatever. Hours later, I hear from her, okay? Hours later. Yeah, thanks. It was just weird.
Like, what?
But you just told me that somebody like almost like made a move on you and like you felt really uncomfortable because she's like, I'm really uncomfortable, like yeah, you don't do that. And I was like, you bitch, you should say all this. And then you're just like, yeah, it was real weird.
Yeah, I don't know. It was weird.
It was weird, man. So that's, and then nothing after that. And now she only texts Amanda, our other roommate, Jess, and me. And she left Stacy out.
Because now she doesn't have our third roommate or our fourth roommate's number saved. So now she only texts like half the house. Yeah. It's so weird.
At first, she was only texting Amanda and Jess.
Which makes sense because she didn't have
your numbers. Because she didn't have her numbers. But she was in group text messages with all four of us. So who
maybe she forgot what groups or what number, like house. So she just like, I don't know. It's a lot. Girl, it's a lot. I can't.
Oh my god, and then she told me because we used to have our other neighbor, his name was Harry.
Yeah, the one we talked about that's outside.
Yeah, he would always sit outside and stuff, and he was trying to talk to me, but I couldn't really like pay attention because I had like my own conversation going on with my mom or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then turns out she was just like, she came in, she was like, and I was like, oh, she was like, you heard about Harry? And I was like, no, what happened? She's like, his mom died in the apartment, so he had to move out.
Oh my god, casual.
Can't like nothing. I was like, oh my god. And I was like, is he okay? She's like, yeah, he's gonna go live with his evil stepsisters.
What is this, Cinderella? I hope Harry gets the golden, the golden right? shoe. What is it, the glass slipper?
He, that
the
was
golden
the,
shoe.
The golden shoe? It's a glass slipper.
My, was the it, golden my egg. Cinderella, very different.
Your Cinderella is all about that bling. Give that money. Who has a golden? No one has a golden anything.
That's not true. Oh. Rapunzel.
Her hair is...
was made of gold.
What is this? You can see her hat.
Don't make fun of me, you such a bitch. Okay. I was doing something stupid with my hair.
Yeah. No, but then she told us about Harry fucking bringing a prostitute that he said wasn't a prostitute to the apartment. Like, she shares a lot about everybody to
yeah,
us.
Yeah, so
then,
we're like, what does she say
yeah,
about us?
Yeah, what does she say about us? Because, like...
you gotta wonder.
I know she's talking about us.
Yeah. Or, like, is there any possible world where we're the only people she talks to like that? There's no way,
there's
right?
There's no way. I feel like she talks to everybody like that. Well, because then she told us about the new neighbors, and she was like, I don't like it. And I was like, you don't, he's not even moved in yet. And you just signed a lease. I was like, girl, calm down. Our fucking landlord lady, she's crazy.
No, it's, yeah. It's
but
weird.
If anything would ever happen to us, I'm pretty sure she'd be like number one on it.
Find oh, yeah.
out all the details.
1,000%.
Yeah. She also told us not to open the doors for people because she rapists went, oh and murderers. Oh, no, she said rapists and serial killers look like normal people.
Oh, my God. I forgot about this text. Oh, God.
No, that wasn't a text. That was an email to the whole building.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. It was oh an email. I could bet you find it on my phone.
No.
It was an email to the oh whole building.
I'm out of words.
The text was just when she texted us the dead body.
Oh, my God. It's casual. Okay. It's too much. I can't. It's too much.
She told us not to step outside of our house or we die.
Yeah, there's a lot that happens around this house.
Yeah.
This apartment.
Well, I was talking about with Jess and, like, Stacy, and there's been so much shit that's happened just in this apartment.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, during the week when you weren't here, we almost had that shooting.
Yeah, that was crazy. Because I was on, so I went to Vegas. We'll talk about it in a second, but I had to go to Vegas this week. And I step off the phone, and this bitch, like, me and Maria, we don't talk on the phone, rarely. So it's, when yeah. she calls me, I'm like, shit, what happened? Because I was away. And so she messaged me and she's like, bitch. And she texts me and she calls me. And so I text her as soon as I get off the plane or like I'm at the hotel. And she's like, oh my God, like they have our building shut down. There's like a active shooter like yeah. down the street or across the street or whatever. And I was like, what the
Do you know
fuck?
They never found that guy? They okay. gave up after like, I think they gave up around 12. They just couldn't find him and they just left him. That's, and they have like no description.
That's insane.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What shit, did we just give away a little bit of like where we stay if we just said that there was like an active shooter across the street?
Not really, because I feel like you have to Google it specifically to find out, because when I Googled it, like I had to like put
you had to dig.
I had to dig and I had to put our street like name in there to be able to find it.
Okay. I put a marker just in case. See, getting better.
Yeah.
No, but that was crazy. Yeah, a lot of shit happens around here.
Yeah, and then well when we first moved in last year, we had that fucking wild storm shit, and that's when the guy died.
Oh, yeah.
And then we almost got broken into. Well, yeah. I don't know if he was, like, almost breaking in.
Or if he was just stealing our shit.
Yeah.
Damn, that's true.
Oh, and then when we had no water for, like, remember when I lived?
With no water? Oh, my God. You always bring this up. You always bring this up. Because
that was real rough for me, Amanda. I had to Google, how do you flush a toilet with no running water? I had nowhere to go. I was stuck here. Me and Wilson were, like, glamping. I mean, yeah, I had internet and, like, stuff like that, but
running water?
But I didn't have any running water.
I mean,
water.
That's true. I guess we do take it for granted.
Yeah.
And especially our infrastructure is built on it.
It was rough.
Yeah, we need to be better about, like, disaster. Like, I know we have the backpack, and we have, like, one or two of those backpacks. I don't know where they are.
I think they need to be. What did I live off of that weekend? I just alcohol, because that's all we had. Yes.
She told me that. I was like, yeah, but then you're dehydrated.
I know. It was not a good combo, and it was peed a lot. So, like, and I didn't have that much water reserve. I had to go to, like, fucking Target. I went to, like, Ralph's, and I got just, like, fucking gallons of water. I bought so much water.
Yeah, we need to be better about disaster relief.
Yeah.
People would not be happy with us.
And that was just me without water. Like, I still had everything else. I still had lights and stuff. Imagine if I didn't have any of that. Like, when we fucking lost power during that water, like...
The storm?
The rainstorm.
Yeah, everything happens when Maria's here alone.
I have the worst luck.
Like in Deadpool where he's like, luck is not a superpower. Yes, it is!
Because I don't have it.
And I am definitely not a superhero.
I'm definitely not a superhero whatsoever.
Oh my God. God, Deadpool 2 is so good.
It really is. I really liked it. It was so fucking funny.
Yeah, we do movie, music, and TV recommends more towards the end. But we will say right now, Deadpool 2. Go see it.
Go see it.
Go fucking see it. What other shit did we get into this week? Well, we saw Deadpool. Mm-hmm. That's another thing we did. It was a good time. We got really high. And then we had people over. And we literally watched the first one and stopped and ran to the theater like 10 minutes.
Well, no, before. The first one, and I think we like ended with, about 10 minutes to spare before...
Before getting to the theater and seeing the second one. And so we literally watched them back to back. Like, I love back-to-back screenings, but sometimes you have to get there at like 4 p.m. Ugh, and like, it's like you have to pay a lot. Yeah. It's a lot. And so it was nice to get to do this. We went to a late showing and we just ran to the theater. And it was so good, like, doing that back-to-back. We need to do that back-to-back more. And we all took
our, snacks in.
Maria got pulled over, and they were like, can I see in your purse? And she was like, oh, yeah. And she was so high.
Because, like...
And guys, these weren't concealed snacks. She had this purse so small, and she had, like, 8 bags of gummy bears in there, like, Sour Patch Kids, and, like, all this shit. There was no hiding. There was no hiding in a pocket. No, it was straight snacks. And this girl opened, looked in there, she said, okay, go ahead. And Maria was like, what?
Okay, bye. Well, because at first, because I was so high, I wasn't paying attention, and she was talking to me, and then I felt like, oh, fuck, like, I wasn't paying attention to her, because she said, like, can I see inside your purse? I think she said it, like, a few times, but I was so high, I didn't really pay attention, and that's when someone hit me, and they're like, Maria, and I was like, oh, shit, yeah, here, look inside my purse. So I wasn't even freaked out that they were going to look at my purse and see all the snacks. I was like, fuck.
You were just too high?
I was just too high, and I was like, fuck, because she's going to think I'm real high or drunk, and she's not going to let me see this movie, and I really want to see this movie. So I was like, fuck. I didn't even care about the snacks at that point. I was like, fuck my snacks. I'll leave them.
You were going to make the sacrifice. Yeah. Just don't kick me out.
Just don't kick me out. Sorry.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we got Deadpool-specific snacks. It was his little baby hands.
Yeah, little baby gummy.
It was so funny.
Just like, caress it.
Need to see Deadpool 2. Goddamn. We need to go again.
Yeah.
Ugh, fucking movie pass. Okay, I don't know.
We didn't see the first one with our movie pass, so we can see it again.
We can. But they won't let you see multiple movies, like, the same movie multiple times anymore. Anyways, movie pass, you should look into it. I still advocate for it, but I'm mad at you, movie pass.
I still have it.
I like it, but I'm mad at you.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, so I did Vegas this week. I'm still exhausted. But I went and surprised my little bro for his 21st birthday. So I was there, and Maria got mad at me because I lost so much.
Oh, yeah. Well, because I can't gamble. Like, I can't do that. I don't like losing money. Like, I feel like money needs to be with me and not away from me. So it just gives me a lot of anxiety, like gambling. But I do love playing roulette, so... Ooh. But once I'm in it, like, and I've had, like, a few drinks.
A few drinks, you're like, yeah, fuck it!
Yeah, but, like, if I'm sober Maria...
That's the definition of Vegas. That's why they feed you drinks, even though they're watered down and bullshit most of the time. They are. They feed you drinks because they're like, you're more inclined to participate.
It's true. And then I am, and then...
You lose your money.
And then I lose my money.
Ugh, fucking Vegas, man.
I don't think I've ever really won in Vegas.
No one wins in Vegas. It's like in Casino where he's like, the house always wins.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, he's like, even when we lose, we win. And it's like, oh, shit, no, it's true! I didn't lose money. I didn't. I mean, I lost money, but nothing I didn't go there with.
Yeah.
So I know that's complicated, but my grandpa, like, sent us with some money, like, my dad with some money for me, because my grandpa loves me. And I was like, oh my god, grandpa, yes.
Oh my god, I'm surprised, but not surprised.
I am surprised, but kind of not surprised, but thank you.
But thank you.
And so, turns out, lost all his money.
So sorry, grandpa.
I should have just kept that money. Sorry, grandpa. They called me this morning, but I was working, and so I was like, oh, I can't answer right now, but I'm like, shit, he's probably going to be like, you lost all my money.
Yeah.
Sorry. And then I took money out for my account. I was like, this is all I'm willing to lose. You know, I was like, I put my debit card away. This is all I'm willing to lose. And I didn't lose any of that money. So I was up about $500 or $800. $800 at one point, $500 I could have brought home. And
and
then it went away.
And then it was gone.
And then it went away. Oh, so, you know, Vegas was not kind to me. It was good to see my family.
Yeah. And you had, like, that humongous burger.
Oh, my God. Go to Truffles and Bacon Cafe. It is fucking amazing. I'm sure you've seen that monstrous burger somewhere.
A picture of it. I was trying to get that out for so long.
Sorry.
It's fine.
I was thinking about that burger, bitch. I was burgmatized. Like digmatized.
Yeah,
like
but hypnotized. But like, no, we can't. We're saying it with you.
Bitch, I'm weed. There's only you here.
I don't know.
God damn it.
I bet like everyone else, you know, like.
In the microphone, you're like gesturing to everyone in there. They can say it with me.
Yeah.
You know the people that were actually saying it with me, they're gonna be like, yes, I knew.
See?
Shit. Anyways, that
they
burger
had, like,
was fucking
hot
delicious.
Cheetos, right?
Yeah, it had hot Cheetos, tater tots, cheese,
an egg,
pork belly, an egg. I added jalapeno bacon to it because fuck it. But I didn't eat, I couldn't even eat half. And I took the bun off. Like,
yeah.
So I had the tater tots and the hot Cheetos.
So you still kind of like.
But I tried to keto-fy it a little bit. But it was still a lot. I couldn't even eat. And that was my, like, only meal of the day. I was like, I'm dying.
I'm dead.
No, but it was good, though. God, yeah. We gotta go to Vegas.
And
you
saw a show, right?
I saw Cirque du Soleil. Oh, my fucking God. Oh.
Yeah. I thought you were just saying, like, oh.
I was, but that's when I went back, oh, and corrected it. Holy shit, we need to go and be high as ball. I was sober in Vegas, and I could have gone to a dispensary and stuff, but I was just, like, not going to spend my money, don't have my time, it's hella tax, like, whatever. Don't care.
Is that movie where they go to Vegas?
It's
Knocked Up?
No, it's the sequel, 40,
This is 40.
Yeah.
No, it's not This
with
Is
Paul
40.
Rudd. Yeah.
Wait, is it?
Yeah.
No, because Seth Rogen's in it, and Seth Rogen isn't in This Is 40.
Oh,
this
shit.
Is 40. So I think it's Knocked Up, but I don't remember it. Is it Knocked Up?
Oh, it might be Knocked Up. Yeah, because they get in a fight.
Yeah, yeah,
and Paul Rudd and him drive to Vegas.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. I was thinking Paul Rudd, then This Is 40. I don't know. Like,
oh,
fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Where are my joints?
Wind is loose.
We should watch that. Knocked Up.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
I didn't hate This Is 40. It wasn't as good, but.
It was funny. I liked it.
But yeah, they go, but they do shrooms. Oof. And then they go see a Cirque show, and they're like, oh, no, wait, I thought this would be cool. I fucked up. Boom. No, I just want to go high as balls, because it was beautiful, breathtaking, like. Oh my god, just like whew, and the eye
candy.
You guys
were so close.
We were like four or five rows away. The tickets were very expensive, but my mom got them from like my brother's birthday present. He's always wanted to go to a Cirque show, and she got a good discount with her work stuff.
That's good.
So, but yeah, I wouldn't mind like going for a little bit cheaper seats because like the theater is huge and it's beautiful, and like any
I'm
scene
sure you're
there,
gonna, yeah, you'll get a good view.
Yeah, any scene there is a good view. So we gotta go. I highly recommend the Bosch Bachamel. I don't know. Buffet at Caesar's Palace. It's their big buffet. It is fucking delicious. We have to go immediately. We won a lot of money at MGM Grand. We went to New York. Took him to the Bellagio, saw the fountains, all that. They're changing a lot in Vegas. Yeah. And it was a weird time because EDC had just happened and it was over, and it was like in between that and fight. Yeah. I think a fight or a concert is next weekend. It was Memorial Day. So, you know, they do all those Vegas party, whatever. So stupid.
The pool parties and stuff.
They treat, I don't know. We were talking about that earlier, but like treating Memorial Day like it's like 4th of July, and people are like,
but it's not.
It's
actually really sad.
Sorry, I didn't turn off my phone. I fucked up.
It just vibrated. Oh, okay. No one heard it.
Okay.
I heard it. I did hear it. It was kind of loud. Like, it did vibrate.
Oh, my God.
Kind of loud.
You were, like, consoling me, and then you were like, yeah, Butch, but it was loud. You shouldn't have done that. So rude.
I'm kidding. Mine's on vibrate. Now I'm just going to hear it.
No, you were like, oh, my God.
No, it's not even that loud.
Okay, so we did story time. We have to move on. Oh, we have to move on. Yes. Okay. So this segment is our dating segment, we agreed that since starting this podcast in February, we started in January, January, February, that we have to. It was February, I think. That we have to go on one date a month with a new person, or if a repeat is fine. That wasn't part of our past before starting. So we've been doing that, and Maria has been slacking a little bit. Let me choke on that one. You've been slacking.
I've been slacking
the past few months. Yes.
No, I've done every date except for the month that I got sick. Mm-mm. Yes. I did one every fucking.
You were supposed to do two though to make up for that.
I didn't have the time to make it up.
You know? I haven't missed one.
No, you haven't missed. Oh, one. Wait. Oh well, this month
May. Yeah.
So we're even.
I mean, I have till Thursday. I could go on a date. Yeah. Anyways, you have to tell us about your date because you finally went on a date.
I did.
Tinder, right?
Yeah. Well, no, because the first one, remember episode 7, I think we talked about I was going on the date. We hadn't even made a date yet. But I was talking to him.
Yeah, on Tinder.
Yeah.
We're calling him Big Red.
Yeah.
I think we were thinking Ginger Boy. We said Ginger Boy last time, but I don't like it. She met him. Like, he's Big Red now.
He's Big Red now.
She'll get into that in a second.
No, will I, though? Beep. It was great. Super gentleman. So then we went on a date. it was pretty good.
Y'all went to a bar, right?
Yeah, we went to a bar around the area.
How long did you stay there? I never know, did you stay till it closed?
We didn't stay till it closed. We had four drinks and then we left the bar.
Bitch, so shy. Let me tell you, she was not shy when it was 2 a.m. She busted in my door and just I have to tell you about this. Let me tell you about this right the fuck now. And I'm like, oh my God.
But you were awake. You were there. It wasn't 2 in the morning. It was not 2.
It was midnight.
It was midnight. It was still pretty early. It wasn't super late. It's a school night, you guys.
It's a school night.
I'm changing and becoming,
responsible.
Adult. Growth.
Growth. That's my favorite part of Insecure, where she's like, you know what that's called? Growth. And she does the hand gesture. All the y'all who don't know that reference, Google it. Yeah, it's amazing.
It's the best. So that's what we tell ourselves. It's growth.
I am proud of you of going out, because he seems like a chill. I know we're not hyping it up or whatever. Yeah. It's going to keep it casual, but he seems chill. I know I said that about the first one, and he turned out to be a misogynist. I apologize about that. He had me fooled.
Yeah, a lot of people fooled.
But he seems pretty. He seems pretty chill.
Yeah, he seems pretty cool.
So you're going on date number two.
Date number two.
Oh shit! You went on two in May.
Oh yeah. Then because I went last week.
Yeah. Damn, two in May. Look at you.
Two in May. Look at me.
Do it.
I'm pretty excited.
If we're going by those rules, then I get a few too because I did multiple dates in
March. Oh, that's in April, true. Damn. So maybe you are still winning.
I mean, it's not a competition, but I'm just saying, I'm not behind. we even. So I'm not trying to say, I'm ahead. I'm just trying to say, we still
we're
even.
Good. We're good. I'm not slacking. Like
I'm not slacking, okay?
I feel better about myself now. Yeah, no, he's pretty cool. I'm excited.
I am excited for your date.
I'm excited to hear
about all the things.
All the things.
Things?
What things?
What things?
I'm a lady.
Stupid. Oh my god, we gotta decide what you're gonna wear tonight.
I know. Well, you said dress. I'm probably gonna do like dress. And
I think dress would be good.
Some combat boots, you know.
Do it.
Keep it cash.
Our go-to.
Yeah, because we're not like going out anywhere. We're going to his house. I'm going to his house.
I can't do that.
That's where the
maybe I should do that. Like not like I just like second date like at his house. I'm like, are you gonna murder me? And then I'm just
bitch.
Like,
I went on the first date.
I know. I couldn't do it.
I don't know. I just felt really comfortable with them, and I was
That's good.
Yeah.
As long as you don't get murdered, I don't want you to be another statistic.
I already gave you all his info.
You did. You were smart about this one.
Yeah.
You did Uber though, which forced him to take you home from the bar. And instead of taking him home from the bar, you went to his house. And then he was like, "Okay, then I'll drive you home."
He didn't have to drive me home. I could have Ubered.
That's true. You could have Ubered.
Yeah. I told him I was going to Uber, and then he offered to drive me home.
Such a gentleman.
I know.
Such a gentleman.
yeah, well, I mean, I could have left, like, the bar. I don't know. We just left, like, we closed out. Well, I closed out my tab first. Okay, so I did a lot. Like, when I first got there, I started a tab.
Why'd you do that? Just, like, out of anxiety?
Out of anxiety, and I really just wanted a drink. Yeah. Because I was, like, anxious.
You were early, and you were like, I should drink.
I was on time, you guys. Look at me.
Yeah, she was. She texted me at, like, if the day was at 8, it was 8:03. Yeah. And she was like, I'm here.
I'm here. Like, I'm on time. So that's, like, a first, because if you know me, I'm never on time to anything.
You know us.
Yeah. Pretty. So I was like, so that was new. And then, I don't know, I just wanted a drink, so I opened... I just put my card down.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Okay. So loud.
And then I just, like, he went to the restroom, and then, because we really had decided we were only going to have, like, 4 drinks, so then we had our 4 drinks, so then I was like, okay, I'm going to close out my tab. And then, I don't know, and then we just started walking, and then, we were in his car, and then we were at his house.
And then we were at his house.
And then we were at his house.
Yeah, I mean, that happens. I don't know. All mine, like, especially with Star-Lord and stuff, like, they just, like, last until the night, you know, like, just mm-hmm. like you don't want the day to end, so you just like keep doing stuff, which I guess is the same thing as you, but like I just kind of stay in the space or like go to the car and talk or whatever. But you always are like, yeah, we'll go somewhere else. Or, like, whatever. Jess does that too. Jess was like, oh, and then we were at the park and then we went to get food. And, then we, and I'm like, oh shit, okay. Multiple places on date.
Yeah. You're like, we just usually stay at one spot.
Well, that's okay. I guess we did bowling alley and then we came home and had like a whole nother date. That's okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, be safe.
Be safe. Be safe. Like, I already gave you all his info, and I mean, his house isn't that far away, so I mean, like, if I had to run and escape, I think I could do it.
I think I could do it. Oh my god. I don't ever want that to be quoted. She couldn't. Like, it's arrested development.
She couldn't. Spoiler alert, she couldn't. It becomes, like, the fucking voice in the background. It, like, goes to a different screen. Turns out she couldn't.
That's all I saw when you said that. I was like, oh, bitch. I will make you that video so quick. I'd be so sad you're gone, but I'd make that video so quick.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fucked up. Mm.
That's so weird because I am working out. Remember how you guys do that? I was
thinking about working out.
I've actually started working out.
Woo. You did what? Arms, legs, both?
I did my whole body. And then I couldn't sit down for 4 days.
Hurry up.
My legs were so sore. I finally getting some. But now I'm going on like these little walks, you know? And doing like workout stuff in my room.
I'm proud of you though.
Yeah. I do get high before working out though because it makes it more enjoyable.
I feel like it would make you more tired.
No, not really.
Like you get cotton mouth and then you're like dehydrated. Yeah, this is so stupid and working out.
I'm so mad about it. I'm like, I don't want to be doing this, but I'm doing it. So I just complain the whole time in my head while I listen to music.
we have to get high and work out and fucking record it. Comment down below if you want to see that. Don't be weird.
Don't be weird. I come out just in a fucking huge ass sweater.
Your Beetlejuice onesie. And I put on my Scooby hat. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, this is us. Workout video number one. What would we call it? It has to do something with their podcast, but like working out.
And furries, because you know and that furries? Would get so many hits. Ooh. Don't be weird.
Don't be weird, though.
As I bring up furry.
I know, but everyone, we could be weird about it. But like everyone
else don't be
weird about it.
Oh, that's a whole debate within it. What would we call it?
I feel like.
This is so
and something hard. Time. Like, you know, there's like tea time and stuff. Like, I feel like it'd be like.
High
times.
Like the. Damn, I already taken.
Damn, that was real good. No wonder they came up with it.
Oh my god, we were just talking about this because she's changing the name of her firm at work.
Oh yeah,
and they're like merging with people, so they're like hired this outside company to like to like mock up and like all this shit. I'm like, bitch, I come up with show names daily. Like, I have to come up with multiple ones, channel names, company names. It's so much. And she's like, yeah, we hire out for that, and then we start on the design, and we have a whole design team. And I was like, oh my god, Brian's gonna have a heart attack. It's too much.
And I mean, yeah. I mean, that's what they pay for. Like, they're not cheap. Like,
no, I know. I'm not saying they're not cheap. I'm saying that's the thing. It's like, we have to do all of it. That's crazy. Okay.
Okay.
What were we talking about?
I don't
Tangent. Know. We talked about your funeral. And working out in furry costumes. God damn it. Someone please, Star-Lord, someone who's listening, please come rein us in. We need, like, a podcast moderator. Because
do we know this is great?
This is great. Jesus
this is what
Christ.
We talk about. This is just us.
We did good. Dating. Okay, so you're going out with Big Red. Mm-hmm. We're going to see how date two goes. Me, I'm kind of not on hold. Like, I'm talking to a few people. I haven't really named them yet. One's Bike Dude. I guess I can name him that. Bike Dude. Ooh, and I'm talking to a ginger now too. His name should be Ginger Boy.
I just don't like Ginger Boy. Like, it just sounds like very, like,
I like
I don't
it.
Know. I don't like it.
It sounds very European to me.
Really?
And I'm into it.
Okay.
Really?
Okay.
It's okay. You can go with Big Red. You can have that one. I'm good. Mine are going to be really fucked up ones, especially one of the guys I'm talking to. His birthday's around Halloween. And on my profile, it says, like, best Halloween costume or whatever, and mine says like Beetlejuice, wait, Ursula, wait, Harley Quinn, wait, no, you know, like all the ones I've done, because that's my favorite, you know, that's our favorite. And then I was like, Chucky, or Bride of Chucky. And he messaged me and he was like, not gonna lie, like, this is so dope, like, I want to see pictures, or like blah blah blah. And he like, not a weird like, I show me pictures. It was like, yo, my birthday's around Halloween, like, this is my shit, like, blah blah blah. And so we started talking. Yeah, I know, he's really dope. Anyway, so he has like a dark sense of humor and it's pretty funny. So like every time I like text him or whatever, I text him and like Wednesday Adam gives shit. Fucked up. Speaking of, we gotta go back to the Bearded Lady Mystic Museum.
Yeah.
They're having their Goosebumps. If you live in LA or you ever visit LA, please go there, support them. They're having their Goosebumps stuff. And Tales from the Crypt installation now. So we gotta go.
I told you we gotta go. I wanted to go. What was it? We were out and I was like, oh, we can. Oh, yesterday when I was like, we can go. Because our pizza place wasn't open yet.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we can say Little Tony's. It's the best
Little
pizza
Tony's.
In LA. Go to Little Tony's. It's so fucking good.
They have, like, the little baby pepperonis. And they
that curl.
Oh, yeah. And they get all the grease inside. It looks so good. Not good for you.
No. Not good for you.
But definitely delicious.
Oh, yes. I can't wait. We were supposed to get that today. Damn.
Oh, we were.
We promised ourselves. It's okay. I need to get better because I went to Vegas. I did pretty good in Vegas on keto, but I am officially, I said this last time, I have about 27 pounds-ish to lose to my goal weight, so we're going to be better. We were kind of shitty this weekend.
We didn't do that bad.
But I hadn't eaten, like, in a while. And it's a long story, but we're going to, working out, eating well, meal prepping, blah, 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 do it. Do it.
I don't want to, but I'm going to do it.
But you're going to do it. No, because we were talking, one thing we were going to talk about is how long we've been here, because Jess and everything, she sent us, Jess, so our other roommate, we have this group on Instagram, and she sent us this meme that was, like, when 2018 was going to be your year, you were going to work out, you were going to, like, all this, and then she's, like, and then you realize it's June, like, we're halfway through this year, that's insane.
I can't even.
that's fucking insane. Anyways, Justin just saw this because we're all like on this kick and like stuff. And I was like, fuck, man. And then I realized like this week was 5 years in LA for me and for Jess too, because we moved out here at the same time. Yeah. That's insane, dude. I know you've lived here, like you've moved away and came back, but it's like, did you ever live away from someone?
29 years strong in LA.
Yeah, so you weren't gone for that long to Georgia, right?
Mm-mm. I was gone like 10 months.
Oh, really? Not even a year?
No.
I think I knew that. Damn.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was back. Do you think you're going to live here forever?
Maybe.
Like, do you ever think you want to live anywhere else? Like, have you ever been somewhere? Because you used to travel.
Yeah, I used to travel. I guess I just haven't really been anywhere that I like. I don't like seasons. I know that for sure. So unless...
like weather?
Like weather seasons, I'm not about that. Like, let's keep it California, where I get...
It's been getting more seasony here.
I know, but it's cold, and I like that. Yeah. I don't like humidity. I don't really like a lot of rain. I don't like the snow.
So you're like just a cool breeze.
Just a cool breeze. Let me be comfortable.
Oh my god. So goddamn it. So LA. I was just like a cool breeze.
A cool. I don't want it to be too hot. So like that leaves out the desert. So I think I'm gonna stay in this general area.
Oh my god.
Because even up north is like too gloomy. It is
like
pretty.
Portland, Seattle. Yeah. I'd probably go there. I'd probably go somewhere Colorado. I really do like Colorado.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd ever live like Louisiana, Georgia, North Carolina, anywhere like that.
I wouldn't do the full South. Time.
I'd go back to Texas. I probably would. I do nothing in the Midwest. Oh, maybe Chicago, but it's expensive. If I'm moving there, I might as well.
It's so cold there.
Yeah, that's true. The winters are pretty bad. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm staying here. I need to buy a fucking house. We were talking about this too, like. Yeah. I gotta buy, like, we need property. I just feel so, like, and I knew people were gonna say I have that itch, but it's not the itch because of my age. It's the itch of, like, the accomplishment. It means of, like, getting a house. Because I come from Texas. It's, like, that's what you do. You get married. Like, not like, the patriarchy. Jesus Christ. They say, like, they instill values of, like, get married, have a baby, like, blah, blah, blah. And it's, like, yeah, that is kind of a pressure back in the South. But I'm talking about... the successful peer, and you're seeing like maybe it's more the men's success or whatever, but like owning a car, owning a home, or like not just renting or having land, or like, you know, I'm still very much like that, and I recognize it, but I still want it. Doesn't mean I don't want it. I'm like, oh, I shouldn't want that, or like blah blah blah. It's like I still do, and it's like I love our place. We talked about it, but I don't know. I think I need it. Did you feel that? Because you had a house, but did you feel like that?
I think we felt like that. He felt it more than I did. I was just kind of going with it, you know, with the flow of things, because that's what I do. But I feel like he felt he needed it to show that, you know, he can start a family. He had made it. He could start a family. Like, that was the next.
Maybe I take the, like, men's ladder. I'm just like, well, no, because
it's like, it's a very American thing to do. It's like,
yeah,
one of the American dreams is to own land or own a property or have a house, and then you start your family, and that's what the American life is. Shit, but whatevs.
It's impossible right now, but no, but LA's fucking expensive.
It's so expensive here.
And I'd have to go in the suburbs, and then you're spending more on driving and more of your time in traffic, and it's just like traffic kills my fucking soul, man. It's the worst.
It is the worst.
I mean, I like driving. I hate traffic. I don't mind going long distances. I hate getting in a line for no reason just because there's too many people on a freeway, on the 405, and it's just, it's a parking lot. You're just sitting there for 30 minutes and you're like, really? Like, I can't. Life. I'm also driving. Like, I can't. And that's why a lot of people are for autonomous cars and blah, blah, blah. Because they're like, oh, you can get so much more done. You know, people get there faster. It takes human error out. It's all this thing. It's a bunch of, you know, whatever. I don't know if I'm super on board with all that. It's a lot. But it's just, we waste so much time commuting. And that's why a lot of people, because of, you know, everyone has a car here. But I love cars and I love driving. And so it's like, I don't know. It's a catch 22 for me. Like, I get public transit. Austin has amazing public transit. Do you ever, you've never really lived in a place, because LA transit has never been that great, right? Like, Austin was amazing. I got everywhere pretty much on the bus unless I was going long distances or whatever. And here it's just like, nah. Like, when I was in New York, I did the same, you know, kind of thing. But it's just,
Well, Jess used to take the subway.
All the time. She took the monorail.
For work. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was like, that's a lot.
It's a lot. I can't do it. Like, downtown, too. Mm-hmm. No, I can't do it.
I can't do it.
Oh, I got a new match on Tinder.
Ooh, yay!
No, so, yeah. 5 years in LA. Holy shit. I need to buy a house. No, I think it's just, like, that sense of, I don't know, adulthood or whatever the fuck.
I mean, but you're still being, like, an adult because you're still out here on your own and you're doing it by yourself.
It just feels like...
I mean, yeah, you got 3 other roommates, but hey, like,
I mean, I love y'all. Bonus. I know. No, I love y'all. I think it's just the thing in me of just, like, I don't know, the success or, like, whatever, like, yeah. Period. I don't know. Or if, like, I'm focusing on my career, I should focus on, like, the backbone of my life, which right now isn't, like, relationships or, like, kids or family, like, mm. Shit. I don't know. Ugh, 5 years in LA. I don't know if I'm staying out here. I don't know what I'm going to do. I know. I don't know.
Don't say you're not going to stay here. You're so rude.
I'm so rude. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see.
So you're staying. So whatever.
So staying here, whatever. Okay. Let's do, because we're going to hit our hour soon. So let's do our quickie Twitter and Instagram Q&A. I think we have Instagrams.
Okay.
Let's see. Let's see. I had to screenshot them. Okay. Ooh, that's a hard one. Let's go with a different one. this one, it is. Oh, it's Alyssa. At Alyssa Chapin says, "Can you please share your weirdest and wildest date story?"
I don't think I had one.
You don't have one?
I have a crazy wild date story.
You never went on, like, wild date with, like, because you had, I mean, you were in committed since high school relationships, but y'all never went on a crazy date? Like, did nothing crazy? Like, didn't, like, nothing with the ex, or?
I'm thinking, I'm going back in my memory, and that's a lot of years, you know? I got to look at the happy years. I have to go way,
way back.
So it's like, fuck.
I'm trying to think of mine. Mine would be crazy dates.
Crazy.
I'm trying to think. I have a lot of them, I feel like, but I don't know which ones I can legally tell.
What?
We did a lot of fucked up shit. I didn't kill anybody, though. That's so weird to say. I didn't, though.
You did it. Okay. You did
no,
it.
No one. No one got hurt.
I got it. You did it.
I'm trying to think. My craziest date out here, I guess I could do that, was, I think I told you this one, maybe in one of the earlier episodes, but I was on that Tinder or OkCupid or something date. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. And we met, and he didn't really look like his profile. He looked a lot different. But I was like, okay, he's cute, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I'm trying this thing out. And, like, halfway through, he starts talking about how his dad, like, disappears for long periods of time. And, like, this kind of crazy, like, story of, like, family drama, you know? Yeah. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. That's like, that's a lot. Then he's like, I have a phone call. I got to go. I wouldn't answer, but it's my dad. Like, and yeah. He had given me all this backstory. So I'm like, okay, shit. So I'm like, yeah, go ahead. And then he comes back. It was like 10 or 15 minutes later.
Oh my God.
He comes back and he's like, yeah, so that wasn't my dad. He's in the hospital. He tried to, like, commit suicide again. Like, I know, I'm not trying to be heavy. Like, this was real. And I was like, oh my God. Like, and I started, like, grabbing my coat. Like, I was like, oh my. He was like, wait, what are you doing? And I was like, you need to go, right? Like, we need to go. And I was like, I totally get it. And I just, my initial was like making sure, like, he could get out of there, because I didn't want him to feel obligation, like, you have to stay or anything, which I don't know why I would, but it was just my gut reaction. And then he was like, no, it's like, he does this, he was like, literally, like, he does this all the time. And he was like, unfazed by it. So I don't know how serious, you know, how serious it was or whatever, but I was like, oh my God. And then he kind of made, like, I didn't have enough strength to leave someone whose dad had just been that. Yeah. And I was just like, I was so weirded out by it. And I tried not to be, and I felt bad. And it was this whole thing. And then at the end, he tried to, like, hardcore make out with me at the car. And I was just like, no, dude. Like, so I, like, I don't know if this was, like, a sob story. Like, yeah. I didn't want to say that, but I was like, I just, like, you should go home. Like, maybe it was just his way of coping. Like, I don't know. But it was the craziest, weirdest.
That is pretty crazy.
It was the weirdest shit ever.
That's so much, like, to put on a person.
It was a lot. It was a blind date. Like, we had never met before. It was, like, online.
Yeah.
But it was, like, early online. This was probably about 5 years ago when I first moved out here.
That's super heavy.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Do you have anything?
No.
He said, no.
No.
You'll have a wild date story. Maybe tonight. Maybe tonight will be your wild date story.
Wild.
We have one more. We have one more question. And then we'll get to music, movie, TV. So KlausMouse92 on Instagram, at KlausMouse. For both you and Maria, in a different life, do you think you would pursue, or do you still think you would pursue the career you have now? Or would you want to be, try to be something different?
I think I would try to be something different.
Do you know what?
I'd always, like, I'm always into, like, that true crime stuff, so I always want to do, like, forensic analysis kind of stuff.
You should go back to school for criminal justice, dude. You'd be the best.
I know.
Even if, like, you did administrative work, but did it, like, for those kinds of things.
Yeah.
That would be dope.
I know.
Yo, you would be so good at it.
I know, so that's what I'm thinking about, maybe.
Okay, I fully encourage this opinion and this thought and, like, this mindset. That'd be dope, dude. I could see you totally killing that. That'd be dope. Oh, I don't know. That's so much pressure. Someone asked me this, like, a guy off Tinder or Hinge or whatever, like, asked me, like, this exact, pretty much exact question. Like, what would you be if you weren't doing what you did? And I was like, fuck, I don't know, man. Like, part of me is, like, would I have tried to be an actor, like, more in front of the camera? And I was like, no. I did, like, Broadway and, or not Broadway, but, like, theater. And so would I have gone, like, that route? Like, talent or whatever? And then part of me is like, what if I would have stuck with doing, like, more music stuff
that like we talked about,
like, radio or, like, band managing and shit like that? Like, would I have gone more that route, or would I have ended up in, like, PR, marketing, like, I don't know, something like that, which I'm not far off from doing now, or, like, I am, but I'm not. So, I don't know. I don't know if it'd be super drastic. Like, growing up, I wanted to be a WNBA star. Like, before everything. I was like, I'm going to be a pro basketball player. Like, a lot of people don't know that. And so, it's like, I don't think I would do it.
I didn't even know you played basketball. Yeah. Like, I know you have bad knees, but I just thought, like, you did other stuff. And I was like,
basketball and competitive dance. Like, I used to be a competitive dancer. Yeah. So it's like, would I have gone like that? Like, that's what I'm saying. I'd probably still be in the entertainment world.
Yeah.
I would just, I don't know. I would not be behind the camera, even though it's weird because I'm not behind the camera, but I'm behind the camera, but I'm not, you know, like, that kind of thing. But that I would be, like, talent. More of, like, actor. More of, like, not on digital or online or anything like that. Or, like, dancer. Like, in the spotlight. Like, I would be, I would manage.
Yeah.
I would be the one who's managed. So it's, I don't know, I'm so high.
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying, but I'm also very high.
But it's so also like, not like, I feel like that's a cop out sometimes because it's not that different. It's not like you are like, I want to go from like being like an accountant kind of like essentially like accountant paralegal kind of like thing, and like you're like, I want to be a crime fighter.
Detective. I mean, it's, it's different, but yours is still kind of different. It's not doing the same thing. You'll be, because it's in a,
it's a different branch.
Different branch, so you're still in the same kind of industry overall, but it's different branches, so it's not the same thing.
Yeah, that's
true. Like saying, like, an anthropologist is, like, kind of the same as, like, what the investigators that go out nowadays, you know, when they look at, like, it's, like, it's kind of the same, like,
That's true. Okay, you made me feel better about it. That's your answer, Sarah. We do these on Twitter and Instagram. So we didn't answer the heavy one from last episode. We have you, Taylor. We will get to it. But we're going through some shit. So not right now.
No.
Movie, TV, and music recommends. And we got to get out of here. So movies, we watched Almost Famous last night. Classic. Always revisit. So go see it. Casper was on
TV.
Holy shit. Go revisit. In terms of what we want to see, Destination Wedding with Keanu Reeves and Winona Ryder.
Oh, yeah.
I am so excited to see that. What Happened to Emily is the new Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively. The trailer just dropped. It's coming out in a few months or a month or two.
I haven't seen that.
I'll have to show it to you, that one. Solo. I want to go see Solo. Revenge. I've heard that movie Revenge is really good.
Isn't that one already out?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's out. Okay. Like, you can go watch it. And then Avengers again. Go see Avengers. Go see Deadpool. Like, go see it. I'm so excited. What, any other movies that we forgot?
I don't think so. I think
that was a lot. That was a lot of recommends. Yeah. We need to start doing like older movies and new ones.
Okay.
That we need to recommend. So those we recommend.
I didn't really think about any, so I didn't write any.
I wrote a few down because I was like, we're gonna get there and be too high, and so I wrote a few down.
That is where I am at.
That is where I am at. Music, Churches just came out with a new album. It's really good. He's so high, she's just staring at me. Go listen to MGK always.
All day, every day.
Go listen to Mrs. Glass. Go listen to Leon Bridges. Go listen to July Talk.
Go listen to Paramore because I fucking love them.
Go listen to Paramore. Go listen to Dashboard Confessionals.
Go listen to Dashboard Confessionals.
Go listen to brand new Dropkick Murphys.
Oh, yeah.
We're just like throwing.
Go listen to some damn. Lana Del Rey.
Go listen to some Iggy Pop. Go listen to The Who. Go listen to Rolling Stones.
Queen.
Okay. We're giving
Pink
them
Floyd.
Too much. Pink Floyd. MGMT. The Eagles.
Pope Thugs and Harmony.
Snoop Dogg.
Tupac.
No, seriously, go listen to all this. Damn, now we're just gonna have a music day. Y'all don't understand, like, we literally have all these playlists with all these bands and like artists, and like we have such a wide range, both of us, that we put on playlists and like cook and clean, and like there's so much going on in this house.
There's a lot.
We'll have to live stream something someday. Yeah. Maybe eventually we'll see. It's
but
dangerous.
We do like our playlists and we love our music.
Yeah.
So we're always listening.
Okay, so those are music and TV. Barry, go
watch
Barry.
We had fell back. We
fall behind. We
fell.
Fell behind. Fall back. Fell behind. We gotta wrap it up. We're deteriorating so quickly. We had gotten behind on the series.
What she said.
And so we caught up. Holy shit! The last three episodes of season 1.
So good.
Changed the game. There are some of my best. Okay, I know this is controversial with HBO, with The Wire, with everything, Sex and the City. I mean, a lot of people hate Sex and the City, but the unprecedented, 6 feet Under, all the series, HBO, Game of Thrones, all those series, those three episodes of Barry are close to some of my favorite HBO ever.
Yeah.
It was such good writing. Such good writing. Holy shit. Westworld, everything. So go watch those.
What else did we watch?
Iron Chef.
Oh, Grey's Anatomy.
Oh my god, Grey's Anatomy finale. Stop. So good still.
It is.
So good.
Grey's Anatomy always gets me. It's like, I forget about it, and then I rewatch it.
And you come back,
and
you're like, damn.
And you're like, damn, this is so good.
And then you drop off again, and you're like, shit, it's good again.
Yeah.
No, I'm in it. Other TV, Legion, go watch Legion.
Yeah,
we want to start Trust still. We haven't started Trust. We're watching Iron Chef America is back.
So good.
Yeah, so we watch a lot of TV. Send us.
I watched The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, I'm not caught up.
So good. Oh, I know. Okay, because she was away, so I was like,
so rude. She watched it. She texted me about it, and I was like, would you rude ass? I was like, we are not friends anymore.
And I was like, I'll take it.
You're so rude.
It's so fucking good, you guys. You guys have to watch it.
Okay.
Please.
I will go watch that. I'll catch up on it. Let us know what you want us to watch. This isn't us just recommending to you. We want suggestions. And then we can, you know, kind of break those down and talk them out. But I think this is it. We hit about an hour.
Yeah.
And we're very high.
We were trying to keep it shorter.
We did not because we got off on tangents.
Stop talking then.
Okay. So we will see you. Hit us up on our social episode. Episode 9 will be up next Tuesday. We are on schedule. So see us next week, 8 a.m., problematicpotheads.com. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
I was like, goodbye, but bye.